It's National Signing Day up in Ames today, podcasting with Iowa State's recruiting coordinator, Alex Golish. Did this podcast with Alex just after the Brock Purdy announcement where he chose Iowa State over Texas A&M, Alabama, and a handful of other schools. You guys will really enjoy this. It's presented by, and all of our recruiting coverage, presented by Centurion Stone of Iowa. Also, presenting today's Cyclone Fanatic podcast, our friends at Heartland Flags. The football season behind us, I would highly encourage you to start thinking about baseball, NASCAR, anything like that. I can get me a new Chase Elliott flag for my NASCAR fix. Number 9, baby. Switch from number 24 to number 9. Heartland Flags. Don't forget about that. Here's my interview with Iowa State's recruiting coordinator. He's also the tight end coach, Alex Golish. All right, guys. It's National Signing Day up here in Ames, and I didn't get to the football office. I was sitting over in the Jacobson building when the Brock Purdy announcement went down, and I can only imagine what it was like over here. I'm sitting with the recruiting coordinator. He does a lot of other things. Tight ends coach, one of the best guys on the staff, Alex Golish. What was the reaction like, coach?
Well, you know, we actually found out a couple of days ago.
Okay, good.
But you
that
know,
probably made your day a little easier then.
It did, but you know, I'll be honest with you, you're sitting there watching it, and he's got two hats in front of him, and I just kept telling those, especially the young guys, like, hey, don't mess with the karma, don't say nothing, just let the kid pick the hat up, and you still, you know, up until you see the hat, you're still sitting here and making sure it's all good, but we got his paperwork in earlier today, and he called Coach Campbell and Coach Manning on Monday night and told them guys that he was coming. And then that night it was pretty ecstatic.
I could kind of tell because that his like reception took forever because they were doing all those other kids and stuff. But the Iowa State hat was bent.
That means he'd worn
it. Yeah, the A&M hat had not been touched, so I had a pretty good feeling. But yeah. No, that's cool, man. I mean. You save signing day, too. You guys, Brock Purdy did, because this year is just so different. I've covered recruiting for, man, I'm getting old, like close to 15 years now. And, like, I love National Signing Day, the drama, especially since you guys came in, because you've had a lot of, like, surprises the last couple years. And you signed everybody in December. So today was going to be kind of uneventful, but it got a little juice today because of the Purdy thing.
Yeah, you know, I think the December signing date, you lose a little bit of that juice, especially if you're preparing for a bowl game. I mean, that was a practice day for us in December. And, you know, I asked Coach Campbell a week probably leading up to that, you know, you want to make a big deal about this? You want to make, you know, what do you want to do? And he said, we got to get ready to beat Memphis. And that's Coach Campbell to a T.
It is.
You know, the next task that's most important is the next game. And so it wasn't, you know, and I think you look around the country and the teams that are playing at that time are getting ready to play and obviously handling your own kids. And so I think it maybe has lost a little bit of juice and a little bit of luster. And, you know, for us, even today, it was business as usual. We met and are continuing to go. Obviously, leading up to this week, the last 3 weeks have been so different than they ever have been. January used to be a babysit your committed guys and still try to close out a couple. Now it's been more obviously checking in on your guys that are signed, but really getting a 6 months ahead, a period ahead, and really getting out and locally seeing as many 2019, 2020 kids as you can. And so I think the big deal of this signing day, you know, 91% of kids with Power 5 offers signed in December. So there's that 9% that three of which we were still fighting for and obviously were able to hit.
Did you anticipate how this is how the new signing period would go, or are you still kind of learning things every day?
I think we're still kind of learning. You know, it's even things that we've been spending a lot of time talking about. There's now spring and summer official visits. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we want to handle it? Well, how are other people handling it? And I think the biggest thing that Coach Campbell brings is some really thorough, thought out action in terms of not so much what are other people doing, but what are we going to do? And whether we're trendsetters or stealing ideas from other people, I think we're more on the trendsetter part in terms of we're going to do what's best for us. We're in a unique place and a unique location and in a unique point in our program that we are probably different than a lot of people, especially in the Midwest and the people that we mostly recruit against.
Okay, so Purdy talks about in his deal vision and all that stuff with the program. I found this fascinating when Hoiberg was kind of turning things around in basketball, and I would talk to the assistants when they would sign guys, and they would talk about how after they went to that first NCAA tournament, people looked at them differently when they walked into an AAU gym. Since you guys have – you went 7-5 this year, right? 8 if you count the bowl game, which you should. Is it easier to get into these houses? Have you noticed any difference at all now that – because usually there's a ton of hype when a coaching change, and then you got to prove it. Now you've kind of proven it. Is that taking the next step for you guys on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, I think it, you know, I made a comment in the staff meeting the other day, and I think everybody kind of co-signed it. It's, you know, our first year and a half we spent selling a vision and selling Coach Campbell and the staff and the vision that he had, and then you spent the last couple of months selling. The next step, you know, and is it a finished product? No, the goal is obvious, and that's to win a Big 12 championship. But has it been easier? It's been unbelievable, especially in the Midwest and especially when we're recruiting in the Big 12 footprint. You know, I was in Oklahoma for 2 days last week, and my goodness, is it different? You know, it's so different than it was last spring, getting down there and recruiting Charlie Kolar and Sean Shaw, like totally different. You know, I was with Coach Gasser in Ohio, totally different. Chicago, we spent, myself and Coach Rashid and Coach Campbell spent a week in Chicago 2 weeks ago. And my goodness, you walk in there, and I've always walked into Chicago schools a little bit like the outsider with it being Big Ten country. And now you walk in there and it's like, well, first, the Big 12 has become a really cool conference. People have enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, for sure.
And OU gets a lot of credit for that. And obviously, Oklahoma State offensively and TCU defensively. You know, there's so many fun little storylines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Kansas State has done an incredible job over time. So I think this year has brought it back to the forefront. And that's the first thing. The second thing is just the name that Coach Campbell has in the Midwest, and it's just been elevated. You know, it's been, I don't want to say elevated, but probably validated. And we had some key victories, I think, that helped put us on the map. And I think there's been a lot of really good social media buzz, and that's where the kids and the coaches are now. Is, you know, you're getting all your information from social media, not so much the 10 o'clock news anymore. And so it has, that's the long answer to your question, is it has been different. It has been fun. I'll be honest with you, you wear it a little bit prouder too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I think you've shown the vision come to fruition, and then you've also been able to validate what we have been selling and talking about with some actual verified information in terms of some key wins. And, you know, but you come in this office and it's not so much the key wins, it's the losses that we dwell on and continue to work to try to overcome.
So when a guy like Purdy picks Iowa State over the schools that he picked Iowa State over, does that give you guys more juice on the trail? Or does that, because I'm trying to in my mind analyze like how fans should react to this. Is this a single recruiting victory, or on the trail do other kids see this, and does this mean something more?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to how you spin it as a staff, and the media obviously grabs a hold of it. But Brock Purdy is obviously a good victory for us, but there was a handful of them. You know, Joe Skates here at the end.
Yep.
I mean, there's a kid that had I don't know how many offers, but a lot of really good, historically good football programs went after that kid. And there's a bunch of them, you know, in our state. We feel like Trevor Downing was a huge victory. We feel like Real Mitchell was a huge victory to go and get a Elite 11 finalist out of LA was a huge victory for you know, Coach Hoff, and DK spearheaded that deal, and Coach Manning. Like, there's a lot of victories on there. I think they all individually validate that we still have to recruit the right type of kid here. You know, it's not, we're never going to chase stars. We're never going to chase rankings where it's always going to be finding the right fit, because Ames, Iowa is a unique place. Coach Campbell is a unique person to play for. We're always going to try to find, and I know everybody says that in a press conference setting, we're looking for fit, but you truly are. And this place is unique, and this place, you have to have a certain personality, one, to fall in love with it, two, to be able to survive in it, where everybody knows who the kids are, and everybody tells you how good you are, mm-hmm. even when you're not very good, you mm-hmm. know. And I think it comes with a lot of responsibility, but also a responsibility that we sell in homes, you know, where you come here. I mean, the kids see what game day looks like here. And for a year and a half, we sold, can you imagine if we win, you know, what this, what'll happen to this place. And now that you've, now you can show some validation that you have, and we still have a long way to go. And, but it is, it's Brock Purdy making, I think if anything, it's refreshing for us to say, you know what, a young man like him, among a bunch of others, will still make the right, if you recruit the right kids, they will still make the right decisions for the right reasons.
Yeah. I knew how badly you guys, or how hard you guys were recruiting Downing, because I, you know, just kind of following around where you guys were at. And you were down in Shenandoah, Iowa one night. I'm not sure if you were there that night.
That's the night I called you and asked you, you said, where are you going? I said, a place called Shenandoah, Iowa. You said, there is the best fried chicken in the state of Iowa.
Yes.
So I don't know how you don't remember that.
The Depot Deli.
The Depot Deli. Myself, Coach Campbell.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
Okay. Yeah, Coach Campbell, Coach Haycock, and there was one other. I can't remember off the top of my head. We got there about 5 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game. Went to what is it, the Depot Deli?
The Depot Deli in Shenandoah.
Listen, if you check my Yelp reviews, that that was on there. I'm telling you, I left. It was so good that I went straight on Yelp and reviewed it. I was like review number 3.
I won't let you down in Southwest Iowa, man. Mm-mm. I know rural Iowa. I don't know many things in life.
Listen, it's right next to a railroad track.
Yes, it is.
The lady that was our waitress was incredible. She was awesome. She was wearing an Iowa sweatshirt.
Oh, no.
And had no idea who any of us were, including Coach Campbell, which was perfect, because then we had zero chance of getting our food spit in, you know what I mean?
They wouldn't do that. Good quality, salt-of-the-earth Southwest Iowans.
They were great, and she just didn't know any better, you know what I mean?
You got like the cherry pie or cobbler or something like that afterwards?
I did not.
I remember the review.
I did not. I think Coach Campbell got a cobbler of some sort, but we smashed about as much fried chicken as you can.
So
it was
good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It was honestly, it was incredible.
It's world class down there. So what you guys are like, and then I'm like, man, these guys really are in love with this kid, this Downing kid. And to me, that kind of was a key moment in your recruiting process, just to, because I know what you guys think of linemen, and you build inside out and all that stuff. He's a homegrown Iowa farm kid that generally goes to the eastern side of the state. That was a really big win for you guys. Can you tell us about the momentum that it kind of gave you inside of the recruiting process?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what you were talking about with Brock. It was good to see that a young man and his family will make a decision for the right reasons. You know, we're genuine in saying this isn't for everybody. You've got to be a special young guy to want to be here and want to play for this staff, because we ask a lot. I think this community asks a lot. For us, I thought that was one that it was just awesome to see a young man, one, go and visit all these places, and he's fortunate because he's got incredible parents, an incredible family that he was able to get out and see a bunch of places in the Midwest and narrowed it down for the right reasons, and then ended up making a decision for the right reasons. I think for him and his family, it was about people, you know, and that's one thing we always talk about, that at the end of the day, if you can get a young man and his family on campus and get him around our people, starting with Coach Campbell, but around our entire staff and support staff and our academic people, and honestly, this community, it's going to be hard to lose a young guy if he's making the decisions for the right reasons. And, you know, and if he's making it because of how many championships we've won here or any of that, then that's cool. Probably need to go somewhere else. But if you're making it because you want to be around elite people that have an incredible vision to take this program to the next level, those have been the kids that we've been able to land. And Trevor Downing is one of those kids. I think he was able to see he was able to build a genuine love for the staff, the place, the people, There's nobody better than Coach Manning at developing O-linemen and coaching O-line. And I think he saw all that was a culmination. And it was a big win. It was just because he's a local kid that we felt like fit us.
Did getting skates at the end, I'm pretty amateur at this, but I watch highlight films, and he looks like an elite type of talent. Is that what – can you walk me through the process of how that kind of came to fruition at the end?
Yeah, I think Coach Gass fell in love with Joe 2 years ago, and I think probably 2 years ago he didn't really care about Iowa State or know what Iowa State was. And mm-hmm. and I give Gass a ton of credit because he stayed on him for, you know, most of the time. As coaches, you got to figure out who, you know, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them a little bit, you
absolutely.
Know, and that's one that Gass never folded on, and Coach Campbell never folded on. We kind of just said, man, this kid fits us. We say a lot of time, this kid needs us more than we need him, you know, and I think he needed somebody to stay on him academically and to help get him, guide him, and give him a light at the end of the tunnel. And he had committed to another school earlier last year and then just didn't feel like that was the right fit for him in terms of somebody was genuinely going to look out for him all the way through to the end. And I'll be honest with you, we've had several kids here, and even going back to Coach Campbell's time at Toledo, that we just kind of hung around till the end. And that takes a lot because you got to figure out numbers wise. Do we hold a spot? Do we not? Do we, you know? And he give Joe a lot of credit. He's done a good job of turning his academic career around and really putting it at the forefront of his success. And like I said, give Gass a bunch of credit for sticking with him and standing on the table when Coach Campbell wanted to know who we're going to sign at receiver. And you know, and him both and Tavon too is a young guy that we've. Been on and Gass has kind of just followed and then at the end we were able to create some room to make sure we were able to get him.
I like looking at recruiting maps at the end of years and just following staffs around. You guys seem to be you're kind of all over the place. Like you dipped into Arizona this year, you know California, of course the Midwest. You've got is there like a wheelhouse for you guys that you would consider that's
Australia?
Yeah,
you 2 years
Australia?
In a row. 2 years in a row.
Who was last year?
Matt Leo.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he was from Australia.
Down under.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to get a read on what your guys' identity is, other than the upper Midwest type. I mean, where you guys are all from, I would call that your wheelhouse. But how is this developing in your mind?
Yeah, you know, we it's really kind of the opposite of what we try to do. You know, 10 of the 21 kids came from within 8 hours of here, 6 to 8 hours, which is our main focus.
Yeah.
You know, our main focus, and as we continue to learn the area as well, our main focus is obviously our state here and then the surrounding states with Kansas City, St. Louis, Chicago. We consider Michigan in that, mm-hmm. Ohio in that, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Omaha. And our main focus is to cover this area. And then whatever we can't get here from a need standpoint, we've got areas that we feel comfortable in. Florida is one of them. Texas is one that we've been working hard to maintain. And then you got to get outside of that a little bit. And Southern California has been awesome for us. And then in the last year and a half, you know, Arizona has really been a focal point for us, and Taylor Mauser, who's off the field for us and heads up our offensive recruiting. Taylor's from Arizona, and for 2 years that we've been here, keeps telling us we need to go to Arizona, and all he keeps doing is just bringing names. And, you know, and honestly, Joey Ramos kind of started that for us with, you know, we found Joey, and Coach Manning fell in love with him, and he fell in love with Coach Manning, and it just – that was able to work out. That's one, you know, we haven't talked about yet, that there was a lot of schools that went after Joey, and that was a huge, huge victory for us. We felt like to get the best lineman out of the state of Arizona and one that fits us. But, you know, the kicker, we were looking for the best kicker in the country,
yeah.
And we pinpointed Braden, and so he happened to be from Arizona, and then we wanted to get another quarterback, and it just kind of worked out that way. But a lot of that is Taylor and you know, obviously has ties there. So and then Georgia has been an area that dabbled in at Toledo and have really tried to go full bore in as well, because we've tried to pinpoint areas where we think kids, one, want to play in this league, two, we're different than what they have, and we are different. You know, you're from Atlanta, this is a little bit different, and, mm-hmm. and there's certain kids, Southern California is that way too, where those kids, for whatever reason, are attracted to the Midwest. One, because there's actual trees and grass, yeah. which is different.
They don't see that there.
Yeah. You don't think about it. You get off the plane in Phoenix, there is no trees or grass. You know, there's palm trees, but not like what you see here in springtime or in the fall. And it is different.
Such a slower pace, too.
Much slower pace. And you know, when you picture a college town, this is it. You know, if a young guy's looking for a college town that's safe and supports its university, and name three better than this, you know, and that's what we've sold, and the kids have really enjoyed it. So it starts in this primary area for us, the 6-hour radius. You know, we include Oklahoma in that, and then we do, believe it or not, if you look at it, we do. It's Arizona, Southern California, Florida, and Texas, and Georgia, and we don't, you know, stray too far from there, because you only have 9 guys that can go recruit it for you.
Awesome, man. I appreciate your time. I know it's a kind of a crazy day.
No, this is fun.
Well, can I come back in and we'll do like tight ends and we'll do a summer one too?
We can do whatever you want. Tight ends, you got to talk to Coach Manning because we got to get those guys a little bit involved. Otherwise, you ain't going to be talking to me about tight ends.
I'm doing one of these with him here in a couple weeks, and I'm going to push that because I'm a old school. I love the tight end.
I love the tight ends too. You know what I mean?
I do.
No, I'm just kidding. We got a bunch of really good young guys there, so I'd love to talk to you about those guys. And then,
yeah, I want to make the rounds in the offseason and just go by position.
Who are you most excited about?
Position-wise?
No, coach. Positions or whatever, you know.
Well, I'd like to meet the new guy.
Nate Chillhouse.
I haven't met him yet.
Nate's a rock star. Nate's awesome. Nate played at Illinois my first 2 years there.
I didn't know that he played under you. Okay.
Not under me. I don't coach the quarterbacks.
Well,
if I did, we'd be.
But
awful.
You were on that staff.
I was. On
I didn't
the staff.
Know that. I didn't put that together.
Nate's like one of my favorite players of all time.
Why? And
he fits us, man. Hungry, blue collar, tough. He's the all time leading offensive player in Illinois history, which is pretty impressive, and I think top 10 in the Big Ten still. Was a 4-year starter and a Rockhurst. Out of Kansas City,
yeah,
young
yeah.
guy, and he's hungry, he's smart, he's thorough, he's going to be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that because I like to meet people. I'm kind of a social butterfly, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, but no, but Nate's that's an easy pick. Who do you look forward to a half hour with?
Well, I do want to pick Manning's brain on some things.
Manning would be fun. Can I give you a recommendation?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Tyson Veit,
okay.
Treat.
He's a pretty intense dude.
Intense, funny, quirky, passive-aggressive, a lot of different things. Really funny.
I'm looking forward to see if I can crack Haycock, too.
You won't.
Man, I'll tell you what. Like, I've been doing the, like, Tuesday nights where you come and talk to the coordinators thing for a really long time.
Yeah.
That guy...
Doesn't tell you anything, does he?
I disagree.
Really?
I think that he doesn't think that he's telling you stuff, but if you pay attention... Like, there's a lot of genius in what the guy is saying.
Yeah.
Like, he actually tells you a lot, but he doesn't do it in an extravagant way at all.
Yeah. There's no fireworks behind it.
Yeah, I feel like I've learned a lot about, like, football defensive schematics from that guy on Tuesday nights, and I don't think he realizes that he's given us that much information.
That's interesting.
So I'm going to, like, come in with, like, my smart football book and everything, and I'm going to really, like, I'm going to throw down some, okay, I'm going to do this.
Have him explain it to you.
Yeah, I think that because he's like a professor, man.
He is. The whiz.
Yeah. No, so I'm really looking forward to that one as well.
I'm shocked.
Of course, you.
Which is always exciting.
I always do an NBA Finals deal with Skip.
Yes.
I have the last couple of years.
This is not a good year.
He's melting down.
This is a bad deal. I was listening to Mike and, what is it now, Mike and Wingo,
Wingo
in the
yeah.
morning. And,
yeah.
Ooh, bad deal in Cleveland.
Yeah, no, I hope they trade LeBron just to watch Skip melt down.
He will. He'll lose it.
Yeah.
Well, there's always baseball season, right?
Yeah. Are you an Indians fan, too?
I'm not.
You're not into the Cleveland thing like these guys all
But I'm not from, you know, I went to high school in Columbus, but I'm not from there. And it's really been a depressing, really, whole life for a guy like Skip, Campbell, Tom. It's been, like, depressing. Dude. And the last 3 years has kind of picked up in two of the three, and now it's back down.
I'm a Vikings fan and an Iowa State guy.
Yeah.
We've had a rough go.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah. Well,
help your life.
Actually,
I can't help you with the Vikings.
You know what? I got a text from Matt. It was right after the Minneapolis Miracle because I had interviewed him the day before we did one of these, and I told him I was going up there. And he texted me shortly after that play, the Steph Diggs touchdown. He says, maybe your football fortunes are finally turning around.
They are. You know what? Sometimes when you wait long enough, something good will happen. Yeah.
You know what? I also told him, too. I've started to really, because I'm a Big 12 guy, and I've always been, oh, we need to get better on offense. Come on, we need to score 60 points a game and all this stuff. This year, like, I really appreciate great defense. Because you guys, I mean, we're top 2-3 in the Big 12, and then the Vikings had the best defense. And it's like the first time in my life where my two teams, it's like, oh, I can't wait to watch the defense go out onto the field.
Yeah. Well, I like being on offense better.
I know you do, but I'm just, you know, chronicling my life as a fan. Like, I've come to really. It's weird because it's like I turned 30 and now like I want to like study the defenses.
You win championships with defense. That's not a myth.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to watch. I appreciate your time. We will do this here like in a month or so.
After spring,
let you guys get spring football done, and then I'm gonna bother you all.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. I know I sure did. Alex is an awesome guy. Always good to sit down and talk Cyclones with him. Presented today, all of our recruiting coverage is presented by Centurion Stone of Iowa. Check them out, Centurion Stone of Iowa. Also, the Heartland Flags, longtime sponsor here at Cyclone Fanatic, one of our favorites. They do a great job. Be sure, and if you're in the need for a flag, spring cleaning coming around the corner, give our friends at Heartland Flags an opportunity. Also, if you enjoy our podcast, you guys know where to rate us on iTunes. Sure, certainly helps out our ratings and all that good stuff. Thanks for listening today.